This episode, things no one tells you about home ownership. Well, home ownership comes with numerous responsibilities and considerations, and honestly, very few people will tell you anything about those beforehand. This is geared towards first-time homeowners, but gosh, even if you own a home for a long time, there might be a few tips here that we can help you out with. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. This edition's entitled Things No One Tells You About Homeownership. And to help me explain, it's my ever cheerful co-host and old buddy and homeowner, Mr. Johnny. Johnny, what has been going on this week?
Well, I think I was telling you that my little shop blower is about gone. My little cordless
blower. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the which year was that the tool of the year?
2000. That was the first year.
2019.
I think it was 2019. And that thing, it's a brushed motor, so it's I can feel that the brushes are going, and so I've got to. I got to put that one out to pasture. That thing is gone.
Yeah,
but I've got a lot of hours on it. I'll tell you that much.
I was going to say, it's had some usage.
For the, for a brush motor, like I got a lot of hours on that damn thing.
Anything like mine.
Yeah, other than that, I just did another toilet the other day, by the way.
I'm telling Johnny's on the toilet roll for a long time. Larry was on the toilet roll. Johnny's on the toilet roll right now. They come in bunches, as they say. Literally,
I'm telling you, for all you plumbers out there, man, just wash your hands and your clothes after this, after work. I'll tell you.
Before we get started into the main topic here, don't forget to like and subscribe to our show. It really helps the algorithms decide if our content is worth a flip or not. Please do it for us. And we're trying to spread the word. We're trying to get some good information out there. So, John, I just wanted to start off. This topic came to me as a result of I'm working on a home that is actually somebody bought it sight unseen, and I don't know who did the home inspection, if there even was a home inspection done, because there's just a lot of things in this home that basically weren't even finished. For example, drywall ceilings, ceilings and walls that just weren't finished. They weren't primed. They weren't even sanded. They weren't taped, sanded corners. None of the corners were done. And I'm kind of like, why would you buy this house? And there was actually somebody living in the home. And like, for example, the bathroom ceilings were not finished drywall, no paint, no, even the taping wasn't done. And I'm like, this is an invitation to disaster. Mm-hmm. Those are wet environments and you have unprotected drywall up there and no tape up there. You know, it's just crazy stuff like that. Yeah.
Is that somebody bought that just sight unseen? Wow.
My neighbor just
bought a house, bought the house next door.
Sight unseen.
Over the internet. So
like, yeah. And I'm not against that, but folks, there is something to be said for boots on the ground. So let's kind of go over some of the things that if you're looking at a home, like what do you need to be concerned with, John? What do you think? Is that a good way for us to go about this?
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you that, for me, I could, think about buying, if you're buying a car, you're going to go over that thing. You're going to take it for a drive. Before you buy the car. So for me, your boots on the ground is accurate. I don't know how, I'd have to get in there and take a look at it.
Have a trusted person take a
look at it for me, inspector or whatever.
Right. And there's a lot of things you can do via the internet. So this is just a few of some of the things that I thought we'd sort of touch on. You have to really understand a couple of things about where your home is located and like what's going on in the area. So school districts are really, really important. And I'm not saying that you need to be in the best schools, but whatever. But you need to understand, are they good schools or are they bad schools? What's the plan for future development around you? You might have this great big open – this is going on in our neighborhood at home right now. There's this whole big flap about there's a 50-acre piece of property right now. And of course, a developer's bought it and he's going to put 43 homes in there. And I'm like, sounds okay to me. You know, at least it's not condos, right? Where there's going to be 500 houses, you know, on that 50 acres, right? But the neighbors are all pissed off. And I'm kind of like, folks, it's his property. This is what, you know, this is future development. This is what actually makes your property more valuable. And provided we want him to work within the laws and all that kind of thing, which is what he's doing. But they're like, we're going to stop this development. I'm like, well, come up with $1.5 million and buy the 50 acres and you can stop the development. But short of that, not going to happen. Yeah, it's just not going to happen.
It's a lot of not my backyard type of thing. And you know, but I think your point is, you know, your point resonates with me is that, you know, if it's done right, it does add value.
Oh yeah. No. And I understand
so to the point of the show here is that, you know, understanding these kind of things, you know, with the amount of information that you get from the internet these days.
Sure.
Before you move, go visit the city councils into this, you know, that yeah, their yeah, sites all, and see what the plans are.
See
who these people are, see how they're, you know, how the rest of this place has been developed over the last 10, 15 years. And you kind of get a trajectory of where things might be headed.
One of my other favorites is HOAs. If your home's in an HOA, please, please, please read and understand the HOA documents. Okay. I personally have been in flaps with almost every HOA I've ever been a part of because I am a very literal person and I read the HOA documents. And when they came to me several times saying, you can't do that. And I said to them, please show me in your documents where it says I can't do this. This had to do with yard decorations of all the crazy things in the world, right? My wife liked to do a lot of creative landscaping, and they told us we couldn't do that. And I basically told them, unless you want to have a lawsuit on your hands, don't do that. But I didn't even want to get into that situation as a general rule. And I read the homeowners association law bylaws very specifically, and don't assume that it's just because it's, I mean, you have to understand what the law bylaws actually say. What can you do? What can you not do? Because you'll get sideways with these groups if you're not careful. And I would say that to a lesser degree on your future development and on zoning and things, but that's kind of, those aren't as critical as, you know, Gladys Kravitz. You know?
The other thing to take a look at in HOA documents is, you know, what's the ability for them to change those documents? And that'll give you another trajectory of how the, you know, how things can change or how fast they can change, or maybe they can't change. Because it might be a 2/3, you know, vote of everybody in the subdivision to change a rule. So whatever rule that you don't like in there might stick forever, you know. And it's these things get antiquated over time, and then there's a way that you get backed into a corner, let's say, on some things that you get surprised with. I mean, I'm in our neighborhood, there's a couple of things here that, aren't going to change, but, anyways, we'll leave it there.
Anyway, but it's just something to consider. Don't back yourself into a corner that you could have avoided is my point on this one. Also, understand what the appreciation value. We're going to talk quite a bit about some financial things, but this is one of them. Don't assume there's going to be appreciation because it's not necessarily a guarantee. Just because you own home, you know, you have a home ownership, don't assume that it's actually going to appreciate in value. Most of the time it will, but it's not a guarantee. There's a lot of factors that go into that, and we don't really want to get into that because that's a whole nother discussion, but it is something you need to be cognizant of. You need to understand, is there appreciation value or isn't there appreciation value? You know, is it really going to double or triple in value over a 20 or 30 year period?
Well,
or even
you know, once again, it's the ability to go and look at how homes have appreciated in that area over the, and I think once you start down this path, then you have an idea of, you know, the whole picture when you put these pieces together,
right?
You know,
right.
What's the HOA do? What's their history? What's the area's history? Where where the commissioner's going? Blah blah blah. You know, so on and so forth. Yep. And then you're going to find, you know, if it's heading in the wrong direction,
Well, it's a consideration. It doesn't mean it's you just, don't yeah. do it, but just go, eyes wide open, as we always like to say. Go in with eyes wide open. All right, let's move to the next one. So a home inspector or a trusted advisor, but usually a good home inspector. Even myself, when I buy a home, I still hire a home inspector. Folks, I mean, this is what we do. I know all of these points. But for me, it's a fresh set of eyes that are not mine. Mm-hmm. And it's not somebody going, it's not me saying, oh, that's no big deal. Oh, that's no big deal. Oh, that's no big deal. Because for me, most of those things are no big deal. But where I get bitten on that is that it's the compilation of all those no big deals, right? You know, there's oh, we'll just paint that, or we'll just fix the drywall here, we'll just do this. But at the end of the day, I have a list that's, you know, 700 items long that are no big deal. And it's like, oh, sugar pops, that's a lot of work. You know, there's a lot of work there. And so I, again, have a good home inspector, and then read and understand that homeowner's inspection report, right, John?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point, because now you're taking the emotion out of it, and you're getting somebody in there that's got a more objective view of the property.
Right.
So, you know, once again, it's like hiring an independent mechanic to take a look at the car you're about to buy. If it's a used car, take the emotion out of it and get the facts on this thing. That's a good point.
And no home's going to be without its flaws,
right?
I mean, we know this, right? But the secondary, I guess the corollary to this is too, is that some of those things are like, let's talk about time, right? So for example, you come in and just for example, say that the HVAC system is 12 years old. I'm just using that as an example. All right. We know we've probably got about another 8 years of life to anticipate in that HVAC system, you know, basically figuring about a 20-year thing. We've got some things in some former shows on age spans of the various different items in your home. And there's a graphic out there on our Facebook page as well on how long things last. And if you want to send us an email, questions at Handyman Pros Radio Show, and I'll send it to you. But there's everything has a lifespan, and some of them are a question of timing. You know, like for example, if your HVAC system, you know, you've got 8 years. Okay, so I've got 8 years to save up some money or just plan for that change, versus things that need to be done before I move in, such as, I don't know, just a plumbing leak or something like that, that's got to be handled right away. And that timing issue, I think it matters to me. It matters. You know, if I can kind of have a game plan going forward, I think I'm better off in something than I am if I don't have a game plan. And a good home inspection will help you with that game plan. As far as, you know, what's critical, what's not critical, what's, you know, and there's so many things in home inspections that are questionable to begin. Not questionable, it's not the right word. But most home inspectors are going to tell you what current code is. And your home was, if it was built, depending on when it was built under the code of the day. And the code of the day might not meet the code of today, but it also doesn't mean it's necessarily bad, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where you kind of have to qualify and look at timing, you know, on timing on things. So those issues also matter to me. And again, I just wanted to reiterate, small things can mean a lot. what's the next one, Johnny? You know, I was talking
I would just look at a couple of things. You know, if you guys are going to go in and look at buying a new house or moving to another house, you know, anything can be fixed. Let's put it that way, but at what cost?
Right.
And I think that the ones that I have heard that are the biggest, the biggest things to take a look at is, you know, the foundation. And if you think that you're going to, you know, whatever your house is, and it's going to be things, you know, it's going to be things like, how did they put vapor barriers in the house, you know, underneath the, if it's got a basement, so on and so forth, because in different decades, it was different.
Correct.
People didn't live in basements. Right. Basements were not to be lived in. So don't go down there and think that you're going to live in it, because it's going to be a, you know,
has water potential mess. For being a problem.
So
yeah, has potential.
But you know, it's things like that. And you know, your point is well taken, is that, you know, you get an inspector, and you know, you're going to find out a lot of things that, you know, that you might not, you would have overlooked, that might cost you a lot of money in the future. So,
I want to tack on to what you just said, John, because you brought up a very interesting, you used one word that I actually forgot to leave out, or I didn't forget to leave it out, but it spurred my memory. You said, if you're buying a new home, a new house, folks, this is my never to be humbled opinion, but if you are buying new construction, I still think you have a home inspector go
absolutely.
Not assume that because it is a new, brand new construction home, that is going to be right, because it's not.
No. That's no. I'd absolutely have somebody to take a look at the whole building way through. If you can't be there and you don't know what you're looking at, anyways. If you do know what you're looking at and you can be there, okay, well, then there's that. But most people have to work. So,
yeah.
I mean, I remember my house being built and I did, you know, same thing. I used to come over every other day and knock studs out of the wall because they weren't put in, you know, it was all bent. So anyway, so you just need to, you know, that's a good point. Get somebody for a new home.
Absolutely. Yeah. And on a new home construction process, you might actually help to pay somebody to go through, just like John just said, go through the whole process with an inspector through the whole process. It's going to cost you some money, but it's worth it.
No, it's worth it. Because you're going to find that you're just going to be a lot better off.
Did you really knock studs out of the wall because they weren't attached properly?
Mm-hmm. I used to bring in a sledgehammer with me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are just little, like, yeah, and it didn't take much, did it? You tapped them and they popped up.
No,
it wasn't that,
but they weren't lined up so that, you know, the wall was like that.
Was wave, yeah.
So,
you know.
Now, I'm not talking about $1 million, you know, or $3 million house where the guy's going through with a plane and he's planing down the 2x4s, you know, some studs and making it absolutely perfect. But I'm talking about huge sloppy work that, you know, I found. And of course, listen, if you want some advice, you're never going to beat these guys at their own game. I mean, as much as I went through this house, they still got a wall in on me there, here and there that they had to take all the wall board off of and fix it.
Yeah. Well, it's a big project, and that's the point.
It's a big project. And listen, I get it. You know, I get it. Everything is, it can't be absolutely, you know, perfect. Like, you know, but anyways, so.
But at the same time, it shouldn't be cheated either.
It shouldn't be cheated out. No. Because guess what? You're going to live with that mortgage for the next 30 some years.
Exactly. So, all right, let's get on to, speaking of mortgage, let's get on to financial concerns. Remember, folks, the mortgage is just a part of it, right? There's more to it than that, right? Because, Johnny, what do? I mean, the name of this show is help you save time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. Home maintenance and repair is a significant expense on a yearly basis. And you might think it isn't, but tab it up and you'll find out it is. Don't forget to include things like lawn care and HVAC system maintenance and plumbing issues and just all of the, there's a lot of things. There's 25 systems in your home and all of those things require some sort of maintenance at some time during the year. And again, a lot of it is your time. It's the time. Like a lot of the stuff you can do yourself, but it's still, how much time do you have? And do you want to spend time doing it?
Yeah. Yep.
And you can't ignore it, you know, and you can't ignore it. Don't forget property taxes and insurance. I know that sounds crazy, but remember, those two things never decline in value. Nobody ever says, hey, we're going to give you a tax credit, you know, or they do, but it's very short term. They're always on the rise. So you have to plan for that. You know, insurance costs are not going down. They are not, then they won't, because it's based on value generally. And if your value is going up, so is your insurance and so are your taxes for that matter. So those are just things to think about. What's some of the other stuff, Johnny?
Well, I'm just kind of looking over the list that we had put together, like the unexpected repairs.
Yeah, there's going to be things that break, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that just stuff happens.
I think when you go to pull a mortgage, right? You know, they're going to get as close as they can to a full month, what it's going to cost you per month to live in a house with insurance and everything else, right?
The mortgage and insurance. Yeah.
The mortgage and insurance. So, you know, that's going to try to be baked into when you go to pull a mortgage, how much you can pay. Mm-hmm. But there's other things that are unexpected, that's going to happen. And what we're talking about here, you know, things happen to, you know, like you just said, they break and you're going to be on the hook for stuff.
Tree falls through your house, tree falls, like that,
you know? You've got, you know, this the HOA fees,
Utility costs, folks.
Utility costs.
Those
are some variables too.
Yeah, and they're variables. And they're variable on the seasons. They're variable year to year or season to season. Just depends. You know, in the South, we live in the South. So in the South, you know, you get a particularly hot summer, you can see significant increases in your utility costs alone. Conversely, you know, if it's not so hot, which we haven't had a really hot summer in quite a while, Johnny, not really hot. You know, last year, I think we had 2 days over 100, which is not a hot. That's not how, I mean, there were many years. I remember been in Atlanta for 30 years at this point. And I mean, many summers where there were weeks over 100, we haven't had that for a long time,
quiet,
right? Surprise. Guess what's coming this summer, Johnny? Cause Larry talked about it, you know, kind of thing. But those are little things that you have no control over, right? You have no control over them. And so you do have to kind of understand that's what happens, you know. Don't just look at your home, particularly if you're buying it, you know, hey, we can afford this for mortgage and insurance. Because that's not those are the ones, that's just one factor here. It's just one factor. Then one other thing that, you know, you and I talk about this a lot, but there's seasonal maintenance, right? And again, some of those things might not be expensive, but they certainly are a time drain. Say, for example, cleaning your gutters, you know, every fall, well, here where I live, you got to do it about every twice a year. And it's just a mess, but it just takes, it's not hard, or at least it's not hard on my house.
It depends upon where you, you know, what size house you have and everything, whether if it's low, you can get up there yourself on a ladder. But, you know, if you have high gutters, you know, be advised you're going to be into a $300 to $500 cleaning
bill. And the significance of that is if you
maybe
don't
twice
do
a
it,
year.
Yeah, maybe twice a year. And if you don't do it, now you're into thousands of dollars in water damage.
Well, you know, and it's not, you know, you live up north and you can get into, you know, if you get a clogged gutter situation and you got bad insulation in the attic, you get ice dams and the ice dams comes up underneath the, you know, in the attic. And I mean, now you're in for a real treat.
Oh, ugh.
If you've never had that happen. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Yeah. Been there, done that.
Yep.
So anyway, I think, do we have anything else we want to talk about, Johnny? But these are just some of the things, you know, just be conservative, I guess, is my point. And understand that stuff goes wrong.
We can start to wrap this up. I would just say that, you know, you want to go through some home improvements. If you just move into a house, I think you have something down here that's very valuable. Live in the house for, you know, for a full season.
For
a full year. Okay.
For a full year, at least a year, maybe 18
months. Go for the four seasons. If you live in that kind of climate, because houses are going to move, you know, and just know where those areas are and see how the house reacts to the different, sun, you know, the angle of the sun and everything else. Cause I will tell you that, just painting your walls and the sun hits the walls, you want to do a good job on painting or have somebody do a really good job, or you're going to forever look at those walls when the sun hits them just right. And it's going to be ugly.
So,
you know, there's a lot of attention to detail. You know, you want to live in, you know, if you want to build out your basement, it might be worth living in your house for a year to see how it reacts before you do that.
That's actually for doing major improvements. That's right. I forgot this little section before we started wrapping it up, but if you're doing major things, you really want to live in an area for 12 to 18 months. This happened in COVID a lot, John. People moved and they bought these homes cause they like, well, we want a bigger home or whatever it was. But for whatever reason, there was a lot of movement as a result of COVID, and the house they moved into, they found out they just didn't like the area. You know, and so they ended up moving within, you know, 12 or 18 months. Well, if you roll right into a major renovation project, now what are you doing? You get you're through this renovation project. You just spent a boatload of money. You probably won't recoup that money in a 12-month period. Maybe, you know, maybe you will, maybe not. But just you've one of the other things, I just want to say this, and we say this over and over again. I know you think you can live in a construction zone. Please don't. you know, you're going to hate yourself. I mean, a real construction zone. You're moving walls, redoing a kitchen, a bathroom, something like that. It's a different gig. So, and remember, fix your bug list too first. All those doors that don't shut right or anything that you just bugs you, just on a day-to-day basis bugs you, fix it, because that's your first thing. All right, Johnny, we got to wrap this one up.
Yep.
Johnny, if the spaceship landed, do you look at it or do you take it apart?
Man, I'm telling you, that thing...
It's the age-old question.
It's the age-old question. It can be a maintenance nightmare, but I'm going to take that thing apart, baby.
Take it apart.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, and by the way, just an update, man. I've been using those Chapman screwdrivers and things, and man, they're fantastic. So it helps to take the spaceship apart. I'll tell you that.
There you go. It's all right. Well, folks, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, hit us up. Questions at HandymanProsRadioShow.com. Please like and subscribe to our shows. We appreciate it. With that, Johnny, take us home, baby.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening to another show of the Handyman Pros Radio Show. Have a great week. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.